Blog Talk Radio.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan. Period.
If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have. Let me repeat this. Nothing in our plan requires you to change what you have. Our approach would preserve the right of Americans who have insurance to keep their doctor and their plan.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now.
You feel that? You better hold on. Shipmates, welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, and we have breaking news on the program this morning. Breaking news. Well, I don't know if you could call it breaking. Well, it's breaking, but it's just not surprising. Polling machine problems are happening in swing county in the state of Virginia. Really? Terry McAuliffe? Why is it when anybody that is connected to anybody like a Clinton-ish kind of people, there's always problems? I don't buy for one second whoever did it, the right or the left, I don't care who did it. The point is, this was done deliberately. They've got problems left and right. Problems appear to be already happening on election day, this story goes. Evidently, two callers from Loudoun County called into WMAL's Morning on the Mall radio program and told the two hosts, Mr. Larry O'Connor and Brian Wilson, probably not the Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys or the Major League pitcher, but that the electronic validation system across the county was down when they showed up to go vote. Whoa, no. The electronic validation system across the county? Down? No. Government computers? No. Healthcare.gov? Down? No. It's working just fine. Just it's really, 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 really slow. Working perfectly, just really, really, really slow, then it's not working perfectly, is it? It's not working at all. It either works the way it's supposed to work, so anybody and everybody who can sign on to it, because there's so many millions upon millions of unique visitors out there that just have to have their Obamacare. They just can't wait. See, all these people about Obamacare didn't think it was going to go to them. They thought that this Obamacare was just for everybody else. The poor. Oh, it was just for the black neighborhoods. It wasn't for us. We're white. We've already got health insurance. We're Democrats and we're rich. And we're white. We don't know. That's Obamacare's for those people, not for me. Well, no there, sweetheart. It's for everybody, including you. So welcome aboard. I apologize for my voice again. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, sneezing and dying. You're only supposed to take one of these stupid pills, but I've now had to take two. So if I sail away, you have no friggin' idea where the hell I'm at, and I probably don't either. Well, then you'll know why. So if I sound like I'm on drugs, yes, I am. So, but I'm here. I'm trying to work through the pain, trying to breathe. God almighty. But that's just the way it is in New York. I swear to God, this is it, though. I cannot spend another late summer, fall here in New York. I'll come back when there's 6 feet of snow on the ground, but no. No. So anyway, let's get back into this. Warner from Lovettsville said, whoever Warner is, the last name, just Warner. All right, Warner. I've got to the polls about 6:15, and the parking lot was jam-packed. I go in there, and about 100 people in line. Come to find out that the electronic system to validate the voters, well, is down. No. Wonder what kind of shenanigans are going on there. They didn't have the printed voter registration list for the first time ever. I've never known that voting booths did not have a voter registration list. That sounds very Democrat to me. What, they haven't finished adding in, let's see, Pedro Gonzalez, let's say Jorge, you know, Jimenez. I mean, what the hell? I'm not making fun of Spanish people. What I'm making fun of is these people that are just bringing in people. And they're doing this. They do it. They've done it. We know they do it. Why we don't go out and catch these people, I don't know. But I think voting, any kind of voting fraud, any kind of tampering with voting, I mean, you screw with somebody's mail, you go to jail. But you have illegal citizens, or not citizens, illegal aliens coming in and voting on some made-up registration list. This is what I don't like about government, because it's too easy to get corrupt in government. That's why they all stay in. That's why they all stay there. They're hooked. They're taken out. But we need to vote them out. We need to release the hook. Send them back into the deep. Hopefully a sea monster will come by and have them for lunch. So if you're anywhere, if you've got any kind of vote in your town, I know there's a lot of voting going on here in New York, Long Island. If you're in Huntington, you better get your butt out there and you better vote and vote for the Republican. Period. Now that conversation is over with, getting back to Virginia, which is a very, very important race, this governor race is it. This falls, that's another brick, man. That's a big brick. Virginia's a big brick, man. Virginia's a big brick. South can't fall again. You can argue last time was a valid reason why they fell. Most people aren't going to argue with you. But this is not the time for the South to fall. This is the time for the South to rise. you're in Virginia, you got to take off work and lose a day's pay to get your butt out there to the voting booth. Get out there. Let's get back to Warner from Lovettsville. Let's see. Here's another one. Paul from Lovettsville, a Green, tells WMAL, I'm experiencing the same. I arrived just before 6 o'clock. The great news was that Loudoun County, the lines were, well, they were packed. People were definitely showing up, but once you got in there, there was a connectivity problem. Oh, the computers had a connectivity. I can never say that word. Connectivity problem. Kind of like with healthcare.gov. Maybe are they on the same line? Are they on the same program? Are they on the same server? Are they on the same thing? Probably. Two people would get through, and then we'd stop, wait, and then we'd just keep waiting over and over. Poor IT guy. He was working on everything he could, this poor guy, this poor IT guy. Yeah, he's really working hard, isn't he? Yeah. Buddy told me that the connectivity problem was a countywide problem. I guess there's problems all over the county. I wonder why. I'm sure that if we looked in there and found out that, I don't know these counties, I'm just speculating. But I'm sure if you looked into it, I'm pretty sure that this county would probably vote more for Cuccinelli than for McAuliffe. I'm just saying, I have no idea. If I was in Vegas right now and I had to put my money down on something, boom, I put my money on that. But that's the way it is. So again, sorry for the sniffles. I'm dying. I cannot figure out why these pills are not working. But they're not. Unbelievable. It's moiterous, I tell you. Moiterous. It just doesn't stop. But that's it. Nothing you can do about it. I'm here. All right, let's get into some stuff here. Let's open up my treasure chest and find out if we can strike any gold. Got to watch out for them EPA guys, though. Those EPA Commando Delta Force Squadron. I'm out here looking for gold. They might want to show up with their hand grenades and machine guns and sidearms, dressed in their body armor. Yeah, we're going to test that gold. Yeah, test this. God almighty. I just cannot figure out for the life of me how our government got... I mean, this is beyond too big. It's beyond too vast. There's too much government. You cannot argue that there's too much. You cannot say that there's not too much government. There's way too much. There are people out there. I don't know how they can look themselves in the mirror. How they can show their face in public. Think that there's not even close to the amount of government that we need. Well, if everybody's working for the government, who's paying who? Where's all this money coming from? Oh, you just do the jobs that the government tells you to do. So if you don't like manual labor, you'd rather do something else. Well, no, you're going to be digging that ditch over there because that's what we've decided for you. Oh, you come from this family over here. Okay, you're a lawyer, which you're going to grow up to be a politician someday. Oh, you're with this family. Okay, well, you're a doctor. Oh, you're with this family? Oh, yeah. Well, you see that bag of trash? Yes, you take that. Take it away. Oof. You handle that. You do the garbage. You do all the cleaning. That's the job you get. Don't think for a second that ain't coming down the pike. I mean, if this keeps up, it's inevitable. They're going to have everybody working for the government. You're going to be told what your job is. You're not going to have a choice. How'd that work out for China? I think in a lot of cases, they're still doing it. Especially with the Olympics. These kids are grown up. Well, you come from, you got good genes as a baby. You know, by 3 years old, you're told, well, that's what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. Is that what you want to live? Is that how you want to live? I mean, I don't want to live that way. Very soon, going to be having these government-mandated, government-built ghettos. Skyscrapers. Everybody's living on one little square acre. And the rest of the land is for the animals. And you can't touch the king's land. You will be fined and imprisoned. Imprison this. Very important today if anybody's listening, anybody paying attention, anybody's got a vote, get to your voting booth. Get out there and vote. You think these small little elections, they don't matter? Ho, ho, ho. More often than not, the smaller the election, the bigger the consequences. Those little guys add up to bigger guys. The more little guys, well, the easier it is for the bigger guys to do whatever the hell that they want to do. It's the little guys that stop the big guys. Remember, it was David who slew Goliath. Well, there you have it. All right, let's open up this treasure chest here. Lawmakers push to keep Obama's health care pledge. Uh-oh. I'm sure they do. I wonder if Miss Landrieu is still embarrassed. CNN bombshell. CIA personnel Benghazi silenced with threats to their families by the Obama regime. That's what it says right here. It says it right there, right there. Not my words. Purge surge, it says. Obama fires another commander. Ooh. This guy has fired more damn commanders than anybody, any president. Dan, you want to have, you know, certain people are in your administration to, you know, that you want. But, I mean, look, you're taking over everything. I know it would be nice if you had that opportunity. It would be great. I'd take over everything, too. But you know what? We can't do that. That's not the purpose of the president. Well, we have a little thing in here in our country. I'm holding it in my hands right now. See if you can guess what it is, Mr. Obama. Yeah, that's right. A constitution. You know, aren't you supposed to be one of those constitutional scholars? I'd love to see your bar exam that you took, if you took it. I would love to see those results. If you were proud of those results, we'd all see them. We would have already seen it because you're so wise and so wonderful. You're so intelligent and so smart, and you're such a great orator, such a great leader. Beware of the Fed's flu shot, says Michael Savage. Well, he might be right. I don't like taking those flu shots. They used to give them to us in the Navy. The damn things got you sick. I know they don't give you the flu anymore. I know they've all changed. Yada, yada, yada. The point is, I don't like taking drugs. I don't even like taking these stupid allergy pills. I don't know what the hell's in them damn things. I don't trust these people. It may look like the right pill. Might be the right color, right shape, right size. Right little indent. think it's big old B on there? You think that's a bear aspirin? No, no, that could be some heroin. You don't know what the hell's in there. I just don't like taking any drugs at all, man. I don't like taking those pills, man. Even headache pills? None of that crap. But anyway, let's get in here in Virginia. The Obamacare central to Cuccinelli's closing argument. I think he's got a very, very good closing argument. I think a lot of people in Virginia have, well, I think the reason why these polls have tightened, and I'm sure they've tightened quite a bit, and with stories like this, I'm sure they're even going to get tighter because people are now pissed. This stuff is affecting them personally. It's unfortunate, but no matter how many times you are warned, don't keep walking, the cliff is ahead, you will fall over. But they will not listen, they will not do anything about that cliff until they do fall over. And then when they get up to the top, they want to sue somebody again. Up, but up, but up. Well, you can't. It's your fault for not paying attention, not listening. You were told you were not going to keep your doctor. This is not new. This is not breaking news. The only reason why the president was out there touting, you will keep your plan, period. You like your doctor, you can keep your plan, period. Nobody, I give you this promise, nobody will take it away, period. That's why he was touting that. Because the argument from the right, I know a lot of you on the left weren't paying attention. Of course, you know, that's whatever. Understandable. But the point is, that was said. That's why the president was out there touting it. If they didn't fire back, the Republicans would have won the argument and Obamacare never would have been passed. And since the president goes out there and just, you know, reads his little teleprompter, and that explanation, and I think I've got that here today. I think one of these guys back here found it somewhere. I got it somewhere, and in here might even be the first story. I don't know. Now, I forgot what the hell I was talking about. See, these pills, they're crazy. But... oh, well, it doesn't matter. Let's just stop going all over the damn place already here. Stay focused on one thing. Let's get back to the race in Virginia. Ken Cuccinelli may have finally found a winning message in his bid for governor of Virginia. Uh-oh. Looks like the Clintonista, Mr. Terry McAuliffe, he's got a race on his hand. Cuccinelli spent Monday morning targeting his Democratic opponent, Mr. Terry McAuliffe, and other National Democrats for their support for Obamacare. I say to Virginia, let's send them my message and say no tomorrow to Obamacare, Cuccinelli told his very loud and enthusiastic crowd. The biggest single budget decision the next governor will make will be to support or oppose the expansion of Obamacare. With the Medicaid expansion, Cuccinelli said, Terry McAuliffe wants to expand Obamacare even further, but I do not. I think that definitely is going to be a deciding factor. Again, now, getting back at these people, it affects them. I think that's what's going to finally bring people, most of these people who vote Democrat. Most of these people have no idea what the hell the difference is between a Democrat and a Republican. They don't pay attention. They go to their little job. They come home. Whatever their wife tells them, who should they vote for, they vote for. They don't pay attention to the news. Maybe every once in a while they watch the news, but they're not interested in it. They don't care. They have no idea. They have no idea who the players are. But they vote Democrat all the time because the television tells them. All the TV shows, and if they do pay attention to the news, well, the news tells you that Republicans are bad because they want to take away health care. They hate women. And the Tea Party, well, they want to put black people back in the plantations, gay people into gay transformation camps or straight gay deprogramming camps, turn them into straights. Speaking of gays and all of that, the black leaders are not happy. I think I got a story in here somewhere. Let's see, where is that? African-American religious leaders ramp up campaign against marriage equality. So, you know, they talk a lot about the Republicans have this little rift in their party. Well, yeah, there are certain people that need to go away. We've talked about these people, you know, ad nauseum. We all know who the hell they are. But there's a big split in the Democratic Party, and it's getting split all over the place. Democrats are starting to, well, they're trying to walk away from Obamacare, and they're trying to blame everybody else because they duped them. How did you get duped? You voted for a bill that you didn't read. You can't possibly say you were duped. You also voted to go to war in Iraq. You cannot say you were duped. You saw the same evidence that everybody else did. Granted, that evidence didn't turn out to be as, well, accurate or in real time, but we now know that Syria's got a whole bunch of weapons. So. But in any event, you voted for it, so shut up. You got no one to blame but yourself. So yeah, that is going to be a big in Virginia. I can't see how any Democrat can possibly win in Virginia anyway. There's still a lot of blue collar in Virginia. I think they still have coal mines. They have them until the administration takes them away. These people know that. I cannot imagine. And then with all this Obamacare nonsense that's going on, I cannot imagine that Terry McAuliffe is going to win. And, of course, you knew he didn't talk about anything. He didn't bring up Obamacare at all. You think he's so proud of this Obamacare? You know, these liberals are so proud of this big, giant achievement that they created. But they never want to talk about it when things aren't working. Obama barely talked about it in the last campaign. Well, he'll get up there on the State of the Union, get everybody all, oh, Obama. You have Nancy Pelosi fainting. Oh. I don't know what the deal is with her, man, but she's got to slow down with the brown nosing of the president. I mean, it's pathetic. It's disgusting. It is obvious. It's embarrassing. There are world leaders out there that do watch our leaders. So when we have bozos like Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, their stupid little antics, well, no wonder people don't like us. Let's stop giving the world a reason to make fun of us. This kind of stuff should embarrass us. All the leaders at the UN want to buy John Kerry lunch. That's embarrassing. We can do better than this. We need to stop giving the rest of the world an opportunity to make fun of us. We are unique. There's nothing wrong with being unique. I don't want to be like somebody else. I don't care how great and wonderful they are. I don't want to be like them.
I want to be me, right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. I don't give a damn. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. But it's my choice to make, not yours. Not the government, not my neighbor. My parents had that opportunity when I was a child. But the older I got, the more responsible I was allowed to become. It's called growing up. Once you move out of the nest, well, you're on your own. I don't want to be like anybody else. I want to be me. If I make a bad decision, okay, fine. I make a bad decision. I make a wrong decision. I make a wrong decision. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, you can sit in the corner and pout. Or, well, you can just rub a little dirt on your wounds. Figure out what the hell you did wrong. Get out there and try it again until you get it right. And if you never get it right, well, at least you always have something to work towards. So, no matter which way you go, it is what it is. It's a win-win-win-win-win situation. You just have to learn to look at it the right way. But there is a difference between trying to look at something the right way and just saying that it's working fine when we all know that it isn't. Now they want you to go out there and call up this call center, which what I don't like about that is how do we know who these people are? I mean, they're going to take your private information down? How do you know they're going to get it right? And then it's got to be inputted into the computer. You know damn good and well somebody's going to be screwing up all kinds of stuff. So, does it really solve anything? It's just going to be much more chaotic. I mean, the incompetence in this whole fiasco from the very beginning, from the time that it was brought to the House floor, all the way through to the Senate, the election in Massachusetts, the 60th vote. Nope. We don't need 60. Nope. Or he was the 41st vote. But no, we don't need that. No, we're going to go down to 50. Yeah, that way we can make sure that we win. So it's illegally passed. There are still, how come we don't see Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, who both just rammed this down not only the throats of the American people, but Congress? Of course, every Republican voted no. Thank God. I'm very surprised. And I do believe every Democrat voted yes. Not one of them read it. There was a couple who tried to lie and said that they read it. One of them even had enough balls to say he read it twice. There's not enough time in the day for you to read that twice. You never even read it once. But it's all Republicans' fault why the system doesn't work, because of all that negative energy. They tried to delay it. There was that government shutdown. What the hell does a government shutdown have to do with this? No. You didn't test it. It's insecure. People have their private information going on this website. I don't know about you, but there's no way I'm not filling nothing out. No way. People naturally have to be scared. You don't want your private information out there for any hacker. And now there are calls, as of yesterday, trying to get... You heard some spouting, but why this site is not immediately shut down until the security measures are cleaned up is mind-boggling. Why is this administration so gung-ho to keep this open? How can they not see that this is going to create a very, very, very large problem for a lot of people? all these people now that have put their private information in there, their bank account information, their social security numbers, their addresses, their phone numbers, I mean, everything. Medical history, this, that. People know what they're doing. They can get in there. I'm not saying that they don't have those measures in place, but so far the evidence is, well, overwhelming that they don't. So why would you allow a website to go online knowing full well that it's insecure? And why would you, knowing that it's insecure, why would you still put your information in there? I know you need insurance. But you have till March. If you really want to get this insurance, well, you're not going to get it till next year anyway. You know, I don't know, maybe you got to go out and get a new bank account, only keep a little bit of money in that other account, so the government wants to take it from you, or the hackers want to take it from me. Well, they can't get everything. But I cannot imagine, with all the problems we've been having with this site, there is no way in hell you can convince me that there aren't hackers just waiting to get in there, if they're not in there already. It's only a matter of time before all this stuff starts showing up. Somebody gets a bill. Hey, wait a minute. Honey, how many... Did you buy, like, a lot of TVs? Huh? I mean, come on. Hey, you don't know. You don't know what the hell's out there. I mean, they steal anything. They can get into any damn computer they want to. Now you have a very insecure website with everybody's personal information, bank account information, address, name, social security number. I mean, that's criminal right there, just putting it online. I mean, that's, you know, that's me, but. All right, let's go ahead and take a break here. This is a Ken Cuccinelli commercial. It's brought to you by our good friends from all of the Cuccinelli campaign in Virginia. If you're in Virginia, get out there and vote. So here's the first ad. Go ahead and take a go.
I'm Ken Cuccinelli. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy, but they're being overtaxed and overregulated. I have a plan to make Virginia an engine for job growth. Starts with closing tax loopholes and putting an end to special interest giveaways. We'll use the savings to cut taxes for those who've earned it, job-creating small businesses and middle-class families. The powerful and well-connected already get their breaks. As governor, I'll be on your side.
All right, we got another one. We'll play that later on in the program, but anywho, let's go with the second story here. Obama denies you can keep it. Videotape promises. Oh. And Jonathan Carl, I mean, there's something going on there between John Carl there and Mr. Carney. I mean, granted, I knew what he was, what they both were saying. I just enjoyed the little cat fight, I guess you will. This John Carl will just not let, he will not let it go, man. He is down and determined. I mean, I love it. I love watching him beat up old John Carney, which is good. But, you know, sometimes it can get a little tedious when they should have been doing this a long time ago. Maybe, Mr. Carl, if you'd have reported, done a little vetting of the president from beginning, maybe, well, the rest of the country would have been able to catch on and we would have had a different president. Of course, I can't imagine what would happen with John McCain. He'd be a one-termer. There'd be all kinds of problems. So, anywho, let's go with this one. This is, I do believe, if the producer put these clips in the right spot and gave me the right numbers, this should be the press briefing yesterday with John Carl and Jay Carney. So, take that. Cut them more and go.
I want to go back to exactly what the president said. He said you can bypass the website and apply by phone or in person, and then it can be done in 25 minutes. But these memos say that at the end of the day, we are all stuck in the same queue because they all have to go through the same portal.
John, I get it. But the person who calls isn't the one who continues to wait after the paper application is filled.
Right? Your mocking is entertaining, but the president said that you could apply within 25 minutes.
That
was not true.
The work that you do, I think everybody else is looking quizzically because there's a reason to be quizzical here. You call up, you give your information, you get the questions answered that you need answered, and then they take over from there. And then you find out, you know, what you're eligible for, and the process goes forward. Once your process, you know, once your application is processed. The point was to relieve some of the frustration that Americans were understandably experiencing.
See, now my question is, when do you find out? See, I listened to it. I don't remember John Carl asking when would you find out. He was trying to. John Carl was actually saying, within 25 minutes, I was completely done with it. I mean, I don't have to, nobody has to do anything more. I filled out all the everything. I got everything. Everything is everything. Which, if you were listening, it does not seem to be true. Because Jay Carney said, yeah, then you find out. But he didn't say when and how. So maybe you get like a confirmation number, and then when the website's up, you can just type in that number and go on and do the rest. I don't know. Nobody's asking these questions. But it doesn't sound like to me, and I was listening to both guys, and I understood what both were saying. But we do not know when we're going to find out not only how much my payment is a month, what my deductible is, what are they going to cover. You know? How do we know that this information is taken down correctly? Then if it is taken down correctly, how do we know if it's going to be inputted correctly? Then how do we know if somebody else isn't going to get it and go on somebody else's policy? We've already seen different kinds of letters. I mean, God only knows. I mean, it's possible. We don't know. I mean, who are these people? Are they criminals? Were they vetted? I doubt it. These ACORN workers? Community organizers? Who the hell are these people taking down this information? Do you really trust the government? On the phone? How do you know you've got the right number? They've already given out certain numbers, and they've gone to bars and strip joints and all kinds of different stuff. I mean, we don't know what the hell. I mean, this is, it's almost too deliberate, which tells me that it's either really, really incompetent or really, really devious. Combination of both, I don't know. But whatever it is, you know, somebody needs to stop this merry-go-round. I'm tired of spinning here. I'm going to puke. Now we have the president. Oh, no, I didn't. No. Let me be clear here, he says. No, I said, yeah, you can keep your plan if they don't change anything, which is $5. They change your account $5. $5. $5. Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. $5. Then you lose your plan. $5. When I watched this video, I'm going to play it here, but if you've seen it already, you watched it, or if you get an opportunity to watch it, you know, tonight on the news or on YouTube or wherever, he's reading Remember, we already talked about if you have to read an apology, like our good friend Kat Sebelius, how she read an apology. If you have to read an apology, you're not sorry. The president is out there reading an explanation that was probably just written moments before he went on. He didn't have time to study it. So he's reading what he told, what he's telling you by reading what he told you. So now, wait a minute. If you know what you said and you're telling somebody what you said, you don't need to read it. Unless you didn't say it, which you didn't say it. Because at the very beginning of this program, we went a minute and 20 some odd seconds of you saying, Mr. President, nobody's going to take that away from you, period. You were that was even part of the State of the Union. You said it at the State of the Union. If you wanted to keep your health care, your doctor, you could keep it. And no one was going to take it away. You said that at the State of the Union. So you were not only addressing all of Congress, all of government, but all of America, and yes, all of the world, because they do watch that stuff. They do watch it out. So here you are on the world stage, lying to everyone. And now we have your minions out there trying to say, well, it's not a lie. It's a he misspoke. Well, you didn't misspeak. You spoke correctly. Maybe, Mr. President, maybe if you, you know, I'm just saying, maybe if you read the bill, but you didn't read it. But it didn't matter because you didn't, it just, you didn't need to read it. What do you care? And you still don't care. I still don't see any urgency to fix the problem from this president. I don't see a real urgency to fix the problem really from anybody. I see a few Republicans throwing fits. But the rest of the Democratic Congress, I mean, they're, oh yeah, you got a few of them. You know, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. We need to fix this problem. That's because they're worried about their next election. Now things aren't going very smooth, and they're up for election here very soon. So now they have to act shocked and outraged, and claim that they were duped, just so they can placate their base. When they themselves, they're the ones who voted for this. They're the ones who put these problems in place. Miss Landrieu, you problems on your constituents. Nobody else did. You did it. Nobody else but you, Miss Landrieu. Your constituents have you to blame. So you can't go out there now and claim that you were duped and you're now going to get to the bottom of this and you're going to fix this. Well, you went along with this worth millions, I think billions of dollars, actually, for your state, which I'm not saying that after Hurricane Katrina that Louisiana did not need, you know, some money to fix it up. It was the wrong time, wrong place. Wrong bill. But to get you to sign on for this health care, they give you a big, fat, giant, greasy pork sandwich. Just like Mr. McConnell. Well, yours was a lot bigger than his. Actually, I think not. I think Mr. McConnell's is bigger, $2.9 billion. Well, how many billions did you get, Ms. Landrieu? I can't remember. I mean, you know, in Washington speak, I mean, billions are their cents. You know, trillions, yeah, trillions are the new dollars. I mean, come on. Trillions are nothing. Come on. Trillion here, trillion there, but small change. I don't even know what the hell comes past a trillion. God. I'm sure this president seems like he's on a mission to try to find out, though. Jesus. So let's go ahead and let's play. This is the president from yesterday, or the day before, I believe. believe it was yesterday, I believe it was about 6 o'clock last night. This is the president from 6 o'clock last night. Go ahead and go.
Now, the other news that people have focused on lately has to do with notices that some Americans have gotten from their insurance companies suggesting that because of the Affordable Care Act, they may be losing the plan that they bought. Now, while virtually every insurer is offering new, better plans and competing for these folks' business, I realize that can be scary for people if they just get some notice like that. Now, if you have or had one of these plans before the Affordable Care Act came into law, and you really liked that plan, what we said was you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
Nobody said that.
So we wrote into the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah,
you're grandfathered in on that plan.
Oh,
but if the
insurance
company changes it, then what we're saying is they've got to change it to a higher standard. They've got to make it better. They've got to improve the quality of the plan that they're selling. And that's part of the promise that we made, too. That's why we went out of our way to make sure that the law allowed for grandfathering, but if we had allowed these old plans to be downgraded or sold to new enrollees once the law had already passed, then we would have broken an even more important promise, making sure that Americans gain access to health care that doesn't leave them one illness away from financial ruin. So the bottom line is that we are making the insurance market better for everybody.
No, you're not. What are you? This is God Almighty. How can he get out there and say this? I mean, one lie after another. You have got to be kidding me. Talking about change? Yeah, $5. And he almost slipped and said $5. But here this guy is reading, telling you what he told you, which he didn't tell you. He's reading. How do you have to read what you told somebody? Which you've been preaching for, what, since 2007 about this, your famed Obamacare. And you have to read to the American people what you said to them that you've been preaching for the past 6-7 years? What, are you kidding me? That's what really irritated me. That's what really got me. It was the fact this guy was reading. He didn't have it on his teleprompter. He had it on looks like a 3x5 card, I guess. Wonder what happened to his teleprompter. Maybe the IT guy is there in Virginia trying to fix their voting booth problems. But in any event, he was reading it. He was not talking to the American people. He was talking at them. He was telling them, no, you don't know what I said. This is what I said. I'm the king, and if this is what I said, well, then damn it, this is what I said. Except we have a little thing called audio and video. He can double down on this all he wants to, but he can't get away with this. Well, he shouldn't. I don't have any faith in the American people. They voted this knucklehead in twice. I mean, if they're that stupid, I'm sure they can go all the way. But this is affecting people in their wallet. They're starting to really feel it. The pain is hitting home. Well, you were told this was going to happen. You were told you were going to feel that pain. But no, you didn't believe us. Because, see, we're racist because we disagreed with the health care law. We told you were going to have these problems, that it wasn't going to work. But, see, that we were racist for saying that. But now you're saying it because, well, you're feeling the pain. So a lot of you out there, no, I don't feel one bit sorry for you. You deserve it. Good. But it's those that didn't vote for this crap. They don't deserve it. And neither to these children. Some of these families have children that's got all kinds of pre-existing conditions. According to this president, you won't have to go bankrupt for a pre-existing condition. Well, that's exactly what's happening. A lot of these people are going to go bankrupt just trying to pay for the monthly premiums. So it comes to a point where you have to stop. Are you really that pathological, Mr. President, that you can't stop with the lies? Is your entire administration that pathological? Why do you not have somebody saying, Mr. President? Even David Gregory asked, Axelrod, why is nobody telling the president, whoa? And now they go out there and they say, okay, we'll say this. Well, this is even a bigger lie than the lie he told before. You can keep your doctor. Well, yeah, I went out and I said, yeah, you can keep your doctor if... clause, 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 clause. No, you did not say that. You said you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, period. Want to bet? Let's go back. I got a whole bunch of these. What is this guy kidding me? No. Here's another one. We already played one this morning, so here's even another one. I got a whole bunch of these. Go ahead, go.
We will keep this promise to the American people.
We're going
to
keep.
If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor. Period.
Damn right.
If you like your doctor, you keep your doctor.
That's right.
If you like your current insurance, you keep that insurance.
If you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan.
See that? Those were his words, not mine. And we just heard the president say, no. I said you can keep it if... Clause. Wonder how many clauses and subclauses are in these rules and regulations of theirs. Oh, God, excuse me. Oh, my God, almighty and sweet blue heaven, I'm dying. Oh, man, oh, man. But, Mr. President, you've already told one of the biggest lies several times. Then you get caught. Then you go out there and tell even a bigger lie. You didn't help your cause, Mr. President. Not for nothing, but... you did not help your cause. You can't spend your way out of debt, and you can't lie your way out of a lie. Now he's trapped on that. Now he's going to have to try to find a way to prove that. I wonder if there's going to be a videotape showing up or him actually saying that. So he'll say it at least once. That's all it's going to take, and now the media will let him off the hook. No, the fans will come back. Oh, yeah, I love Obamacare. Oh, yeah, the president didn't lie. Oh, I love Obamacare. Not going to happen. You're not going to get away with this, Mr. President. People know better, especially when they're, are actually feeling the pain that you caused. That knife that they have in their back, their sharp pain from that big giant knife they have in their back? Yeah, that is your knife, Mr. President. You are stabbing your voters, your base, the entire American people. You are stabbing us in the back. You lied, you lied, you lied, and now to get out of the lie that you lied, you tell another lie, an even bigger lie. You never once said that, and if you did, it never once made airtime on any news program. But I'm sure they got one. Probably played about 3:30 in the morning. Some obscure webcast somewhere. So we're not buying it, Mr. President. you lied. You lied. And, well, you lied again. Now, how are you going to get out of this lie? What lie are you going to tell to get out of this? See, they lied their way all kinds of way out of Benghazi, which there's still a lot of people that are not going to let that go. I'm not going to let it go. All this stuff is starting to mount up. They thought they could just keep, they thought they can just get away with it. One more lie after another. Well, now they're pathological, and now they're on autopilot with these lies. This is what's going to bring them down. People are now, they're starting to see this. Well, now they're going to start to see Benghazi. Now they're going to start to see the Fast and Furious and the IRS and the NSA for the first time. But a lot of people have no idea what happened in Benghazi. A lot of people, Fast and Furious, they don't even remember. They're Fast and Furious. What is that, a Vin Diesel movie? Is that what you're talking about? Fast and Furious? What? People have no idea. Well, they're going to start to see this stuff for the first time. All this is starting to mount up in the pressure. These guys are feeling the pressure. This administration is feeling the heat. They're going to implode. They're getting rid of all the generals. There's a bunch of whistleblowers out there. You know, there's a bunch of people that just can't wait to blow the whistle. Well, all this is going to come crashing down at once. You're going to have all of these scandals, the stimulus scandals, the health care scandals, the Solyndra scandals, the Benghazis, the Fast and Furious, the IRS, the NSA, the lie after lie after lie. You can keep your doctor, the 400 missiles, surface-to-air missiles stolen out of Benghazi. What the hell were they doing there? Why were you transferring weapons there in Benghazi? Why? Did Congress know about this? What kind of appropriations were discussed? Oh, that's right, they weren't. Oh, yeah. There's something real cynical that went on in Benghazi. Maybe they tried stopping the weapons from going through, and, well, they didn't like it, so they stole them. I mean, that's probably what happened, and they didn't want to get caught. Let people know what they were up to, so they blamed it on a video. I mean, if you're going to tell a lie, you got to do a little better job than blaming a video, for God's sakes. Come on. You don't think that the Arab world is going to be watching television? And they're going to be going, video? What video? What are you talking about? I didn't watch no video of Muhammad. And then they go ahead and they watch it, and then they're like, whatever. It didn't spark any outrage. And that so-called outrage sparked in Egypt. Oh, please, stop. 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 Yeah, we understand that government does have to lie. We understand it. We get it. We get the whole thing. But the amount of lies that you tell the American people, you got to be careful. And you can't tell lies like, yes, you can keep your doctor and your health care plan. And it's going to be cheaper. You're going to lower it $2,500 per family. You can't say things like that and expect to get away with it. Because when those people get that bill, that comes out of their pocket. When you take money out of people's pockets, they don't like that. That gets them angry real quick. Well, that's exactly what's happening to millions of people all across the country. They're finally starting to see, wait a minute, this Obamacare, I guess, is not all what it's cracked up to be. And those people that, well, are still on board with the Obamacare is so great and wonderful, wait till they have to go into it, which is coming up very shortly. Just because you're not in it now doesn't mean you're not going to be in it later, unless it's repealed. If you're witnessing all the heartache and all the pain and all the misery from all these people, if you paid any kind of attention to the news, even the mainstream media is even starting to cover it. It's because it's affecting them, too. Well, just because it hasn't hit you doesn't mean it won't hit you. And those people that are getting hit, Those are the people, like I said, these are the people that are starting to see things for the first time. The Benghazis, the Solyndras. So Benghazi is a big deal. That's a big, big, big deal. I mean, you talk about what, this isn't Watergate. This is real stuff. This is real criminal stuff. This isn't Watergate. Stealing a couple pieces of paper from a campaign headquarters in a hotel. Please stop. These people are stealing crap left and right. Now they got the internet. Oh, they're God. They're always stealing from each other. That's part of, it's part of their game. I'm not saying it's good, it's right, it's wrong. But it is what it is. But to bring down a president because of that, okay, yeah, you had an enemies list. Okay, well, you don't think Mr. Obama has an enemies list? He comes out and tells you. Fox News, the Tea Party, faction in the Republican Party. He's not ashamed of his enemies list. How come we don't have Watergate hearings on that? Well, Watergate-like hearings on that. Well, we can't. Well, that would be racist. Why? Well, the president's black, but he's half white, too. Yeah, but he doesn't look white. So he's beyond reproach. Oh, I get it. So if he's white, then you can go ahead and, you know, have at him. I don't care what your stupid color is. If you're a jackwagon, then I'm going to call you on it. This president has lied, lied, lied. It's not a misspoke. It's not a mislead. It's not an untruth. It's a freaking lie, period. How many more times do these people need to actually be shown the evidence before it finally sinks in? And now the president comes out there and has the audacity to say that that's not what he said? He told you that you could keep your plan if, and he specifically wrote it in the bill? When did we hear? I don't hear anybody. I don't remember ever him saying that. Well, I do remember Republicans, people on the right, were saying that this was going to happen, that you people were going to lose your insurance, you were going to lose this, you were going to lose that, and that's why this administration went out and touted, oh, that's, don't believe those lies, you can keep your insurance, you can keep your plan. Really? Well, that's for that small percentage of people with these substandard plans. Well, no, it's not. These are people with Cadillac plans, not the substandard plans. And even if they do have a so-called substandard plan, if they like the damn thing, what difference does it make? If you don't like it, well, then don't buy it. So the government now has to tell you what you like and what you don't like, what is good for you and what is not good for you? I mean, enough. My God. How do we... God almighty, let's go to story number two here, and we'll take a drink of water. Unbelievable. Lawmakers push to keep Obama's health care pledge, of course. Lawmakers on both parties are pushing legislation. Now my tongue is frozen, I can't speak. Both parties are pushing legislation to redeem President Barack Obama's long-ago pledge that anyone liking their coverage will be allowed to keep it. In the Republican-controlled House, officials say a vote is likely as early as next week on a bill to let insurance continue selling any individual policies that went into effect on January 1, 2013, even if they provide coverage deemed insufficient under Obamacare. Well, good. I don't think it's going to make it through the Senate, but they are sending a message. There's also a bill out there to try to get the everybody has to go on the same exchanges as everybody else. Well, you know, that's just not going to work. There was no excuse. I mean, if we were so concerned with the amount of people that were uninsured, which I guess, I can't remember when it started, but it was like 10 or 15 going up. It went to 20 to 30 and 40 and 50 million. And now with 90 million people out of work, I mean, what is that number? Well, that number was created on purpose. So what's happening is all these people are getting the free insurance and nobody's paying for it. Then what happens? What's going to happen? Well, they're going to have to immediately put everybody on it. So all these waivers, those waivers are going to go away. All those mandates and all of this and all of that. Well, everybody's going to have to go in on it. So they're going to force even more people into it. Force more people onto a website that won't work. A system that can't handle 20,000, much less the 7 million that they really need just to get it to work. But because they can't get it to work because nobody's signing up, they're going to have to force everybody into it. And the system, they can't even handle the 7 million. Now they're going to handle 300 and some odd million. It'll never work, and they'll just keep dumping more and more money into a system, and nobody's going to end up having health care. There's going to be a moment where there is no health care anywhere. Doctors are going to have to be working for free because there's no health care. The system doesn't work. Everything is shut down. Nobody knows who's got what and what's got who. All for what? And don't think for a second this health care isn't going to destroy this economy. It's already doing it. Employers can't hire these people because they can't afford to hire them. But they can give them 29 hours and take away their health care. They can do that. Jesus, God. Maybe this is what needed to happen. Maybe this is what needed to happen so you people finally see what we have been telling you. This is not new information to people like me. I mean, none of this stuff. Not one of these Obamacare woes is new information to us. We've already been telling you. We have told you time after time after time after time after time after time. And you don't listen. Well, CNN bombshell, CIA personnel in Benghazi are silenced with threats to their families by the Obama regime. CNN has released yet another bombshell in the ongoing Benghazi scandal, and it is sure to shock those who haven't been paying attention. Prepare for a window into the transparent Obama administration. Regime. You know, those are words, you know, like that says something different than administration. It's just kind of funny how they put this stuff on here. But it is a regime, if you think about it. It's a tyranny. This entire administration, the whole government, works for the king. According to CNN's Jake Tapper, the Obama administration is threatening CIA operatives who are on the ground the deadly terrorist attack in Benghazi to keep them silent. CNN has learned the CIA is involved with what sources call an unprecedented attempt to keep the spy agency's Benghazi secrets from ever speaking out. Since January, some CIA operatives involving the agency's missions in Libya have been subject to frequent, even monthly, polygraph examinations, according to a source deep inside the knowledge of the agency's working. So they're polygraphing these guys. Did you speak to the media? Did you speak to the media? Did you speak to the media? And if you did, then what happens? They whack his PP. Is that what happens? The goal of the questioning, first of all, before I even go any farther in this, If you have to do that to your people, well, then it's obvious that you people did something wrong if you don't want anybody to talk about it. Now, I understand if you're in a wartime situation and you're doing some kind of top secret mission that's going to, well, save the country from somebody, some regime, if you will, some organization doing some very nasty things to America. Okay, yeah, I can understand why you would want those people to keep that quiet. Or those people would keep it quiet because that's a mission. That's their job, to protect the country. But this was a terrorist attack, and these people aren't allowed to talk about the terrorist attack. People talk about 9/11. That was a terrorist attack. Big one. But they can't talk about this. I wonder why. Huh. Oh, we can't get people on time. Oh, you know, so far away. That's pathetic. I'm sorry, but that right there is criminal. That right there, I'm sorry, the T word, I know, but it is treasonous to me. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm not afraid to say it out loud. I'm not afraid to say that the president lied. I'm not afraid to say that the fact that we did not send troops to go help our Americans that were being burned alive, shot, killed, and blown up, why we did not send people there to help, that is treasonous. If you allow the enemy to attack, or you allow the enemy to continue their attack, regardless of the time. Now, I can see if we were on another planet and, you know, we were waiting for refueling supplies to show up, I can understand why you didn't send anybody. Why there wasn't adequate security to begin with, that's irrelevant. Well, it's not irrelevant. I mean, that's just another story altogether. A big story, mind you. That's just as big of a scandal as the damn attack itself. Was that security weakened deliberately to facilitate this attack? Well, we don't know. I don't know. We haven't been able to talk to anybody. Sure like to find out. I'm hoping that it's not. But when all these things are put into place, I mean, it looks very, very, very funny. You know what I mean? It's got that funny, funny look to it. Not so much a conspiracy theory. I'm just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together here to see what the picture actually looks like. But all the puzzles, all the pieces that I'm putting together in this puzzle, well, it kind of looks like somebody knew a whole lot more than what they're really saying. When Leon Panetta said that he couldn't get there on time, that tells me, well, how do you know how long that attack is going to last? Unless maybe you were in on it. Well, we're going to attack them from this time to this time. I mean, why else would he say it? It doesn't make any sense. I'd love to be proven wrong, but go ahead. Even if, forget the fact that whether you believe or don't believe, it doesn't matter whether you believe that they knew this was going to happen. The fact that it did happen and the fact that they did not send anybody, that's what matters right there. The fact that they did not send anybody for whatever reason. I don't care what the reason is. I don't care what the excuses are. I don't care what the reasons are. I don't care. None of them matter. What does matter, they did not send anybody. That's what matters. Oh, I'm taking another drink here and try to continue with this. Unbelievable. My God in heaven. I can't take these allergies anymore. I'm done with them. All right, the goal of the questioning, according to the sources, is to find out if anyone's talking to the media or to Congress. They don't even want you talking to Congress. I guess I can understand. It is being described as pure intimidation with the threat that any unauthorized CIA employee who leaks information could face the end of his or her career. In exclusive communications obtained by CNN, one insider writes, "You don't jeopardize yourself, you jeopardize your family as well." Yes, they've got these people scared. People are scared of this administration. Then it goes on, "This should quell any naysaying that Benghazi is a phony scandal and there is no cover-up." Of course there's a cover-up. It's not a phony scandal. That's a real scandal. Real people died in Benghazi. They weren't phony people that died. I mean, you're going to go to their parents and say, "Well, your son was, you know, he was a good son, but he was phony. He wasn't real. He didn't really die." Phony what happened in Benghazi. There's nothing phony what happened in Fast and Furious. It's still happening. There's still hundreds, if not thousands, of guns still out there, unaccounted for, lost. Since the Attorney General was doing it, he's the only one who can prosecute like this, prosecute someone who does this. He's not going to prosecute himself. That would take the president to say, "Wait a minute. You allowed these guns to go to Mexico? Unaccounted for? You lost track of them? You can't find them? And we lost a border security officer? You're fired." Well, did we get that? No. Double down. Eric Holder is a great man, and I want him for my second term. These people will stop at nothing. Care who they step on, they don't care who gets in their way. They don't care who they lie to, what lie they have to tell. They don't care how big or how small. They don't care whose lives are affected by it. They don't care. As long as their life isn't affected, they just don't care, and they don't mind stepping all over you. They don't mind taking their knife and stabbing you in the back. They don't mind that at all. They like that. Time we start stabbing back. That's what we need to do. Now you got Obama. He's firing all of his generals, all the commanders. Oh, boy. I mean, you say one little thing about the king, and boy, you're gone. You got these little spies there. "Yeah, Mr. President, yeah, I heard that, yeah, that captain over there, yeah. Yeah, I heard him say something. Yeah, during chow, yeah, he, you might want to take care of that." "All right, well, thank you there, Lieutenant." "Boy, you're really going to go far in this administration." "Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir." Washington. After multiple top generals described to WND, which is the website that I got this off of. After multiple top generals described to WND what they regard as a full-scale purge of the U.S. military by the Obama administration, the commander of U.S. Army Garrison Japan was summarily relieved of duty and his civilian duty reassigned, pending a misconduct investigation? Misconduct? I wonder what the misconduct was. Maybe being critical of the president? Which I know that, dear General, you're supposed to keep that hush-hush. But how does the president know this general said anything unless somebody ratted on them? That's what I don't like, is those people that rat. Well, they might have misheard. That's another thing that liberals love to do. They don't love to hear the entire conversation. They just love to hear what they want, then assume and accuse the rest. They butt into somebody else's conversation. They're just walking by or just happen to hear, you know, a few words, and they think automatically what the conversation is about, not knowing anything about the conversation whatsoever. Then they have the audacity to point their finger and assume and accuse you of all these things. And they're right, and you're wrong. Because if you argue with them, well, that you're wrong. "Well, no, I didn't say that." "Well, yes, you did, because I heard you." "Well, no, you didn't. You weren't even in the building yet." "Well, it doesn't matter. I heard you say this, and you're a hater." Oh, okay. This is how it happens. All it takes is the accusation, and then you could lose your job for just an accusation. Just think, your neighbor says something to you, your coworker. You don't trust these people. You can't trust anybody in this country anymore. It's pathetic. What the hell kind of society do we have here? Throat society that we live in. I can't deal with this anymore. I'm sick of it. Nothing wrong with striving to win, but when you're cutting the throats of your fellow neighbor to get there, you're not really winning. You're not really winning anything. Maybe in your mind you are, but in reality, no, you ain't winning nothing. So now getting back here, 9 generals and flag officers have been relieved of duty under Obama just this year. Widely viewed as an extraordinary number, and several sources put the total number of senior officers purged during the 5 years of Obama's administration to 200. Wow. In response, prominent retired generals, ranging from Army Major General Paul E. Vallee, or Vallee, a Fox News senior military analyst, to Lieutenant General William G. Boykin, we read about him the other day, a founder of the Army's elite Delta Force, to Medal of Honor recipient Major General Patrick Henry Brady, have all gone on the record with WND characterizing Obama's actions as nothing less than an all-out attack on America's armed forces. That's exactly what it is. According to U.S. Army Japan Colonel Eric Kiley, or Tilly, Eric Tilly was suspended from his job by Major General James C. Boozer, commander of the U.S. Army Japan and I Corps, for a lack of confidence based on the results of an inquiry. I wonder what that was. A spokesman for the U.S. Army Japan Major Kevin Toner would not elaborate on what prompted a lack of confidence, saying it would be inappropriate to make public allegations. Oh, it's always inappropriate. Yeah, after you make the allegation, then it's inappropriate to say anything. Tilly is to be replaced by Colonel Joy Curiera. So now he brings in a woman who, well, because, well, she can tout now and she can go ahead and preach abortion in the military now. She can get that squared away. Tilly's dismissal is only the latest in what retired Navy Captain Joseph John refers to as a bigger picture in which some 135 senior officers have been purged. The bigger picture, John told WND, is that the U.S. Armed Forces have been under relentless attack by the occupant of the Oval Office for 5 years. He knew it was going to happen. I talked about it earlier. I talked about it at the very beginning of this. I was wondering what it was going to take for these old generals to start coming out and saying, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, 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 you knew that was going to happen. And this guy's firing all these guys? You think these guys are going to sit back now that they're civilians and keep their mouth shut? You idiot? What are you doing? You got somebody that's been running your mouth off. You got to give them a promotion. Keep, move them out. Move them to some area. Do them somewhere. You don't just get rid of them. You get rid of them now. They're civilians. Yeah, they can say whatever the hell they want to. They can write as many books as they want to. They can go on as many TV shows as they want to. They will tell the truth. The American people's listening now. They're listening because you took money out of their pocket. You took their doctor away and you took their health care plan away. These people are listening now to everything. And they were listening to your even bigger lie that you told yesterday at 6 o'clock, a big important speech. It was written on a 3x5 card. He had to go out there and read what he told you. If he really did tell you that he told you this, he would not need to have read it. He would have been able to say, no, I told you you can keep your plan if your plan doesn't change. But he didn't say that. So he has to go out there and read it. But did somebody just write it like a few seconds before he goes on? Oh, here you are, Mr. President. No, we didn't have time to put it into the teleprompter, but here's your 3x5 card. Go ahead, go. Go out there and tell this lie. This is a good one. Yeah, people will love you for it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Well, his numbers are tanking. Well, those numbers are going to continue to tank. And hopefully we get some more of these Benghazi hearings that are supposed to be coming up here pretty soon. I don't want any more goddamn hearings. I want to see a judge. I want to see a jury. I want to see some real action here. No more of these hearings. They don't mean anything. People don't pay attention to them. I mean, they put them on the news bites, you know, the sound bites, and the, you know, your talk shows talk about them. I talk about them, and then it's over with. No. Let's get some grand juries cooking here. The truly sad story is, looks like Mr. John continues, is that many of the brightest graduates of the three major services academies. Yeah, boy, speaking of academies, I'm an academy. Well, I didn't write this. I don't know what the hell word this is. I didn't write this. This is obviously a typo. It's got all kinds of letters in here. Forget about it. The point is Mr. Obama is firing anybody and everybody that has any kind of disagreement with him, which I can understand a little bit of that. But this guy's getting everybody. You can't do that to the military. He's taking out the strong guys, the tough guys, the real generals, not the, you know, not the paper pushers. Not the yes men generals, but the real generals. Those guys are going away. Those boys are now gone. They're extinct. I'm sorry if you don't believe this, but, you know, and I feel bad because there's still a lot of real tough, good Marines in there, man. Even the guys still going in right now that are just showing up for basic training right now, right today. Those are the beginning of some good Marines, man. But when we don't treat our Marines and our fighting men and women, we don't treat them with any more respect than, well, we can't get there on time. So if somebody attacks you, you're on your own. We can't get there on time. We're not going to waste our time with it. Are you kidding me? That cannot make these Marines feel good. That cannot make them feel warm and fuzzy. The military is going to stand by now and continue to allow that. No, there's going to be a lot. These guys are going to, they're going to get out. All the good guys are going to get out. And then what are you going to have? And that's exactly what's happening. All the younger guys are seeing, hey, wait a minute. Now we don't have a future in this Army. We don't have a future in this Navy. I don't have a future in this Air Force. I don't have a future in this Marine Corps. I'm getting the hell out. All the doctors are saying, I don't have any future in this medical industry. I'm getting the hell out of here. Obviously, they got the guys who said, I don't have a future in this IT industry. That's why they got the hell out. So we had to go to Canada. Canadian website has had, I guess, problem after problem after problem. Didn't they fraud the British government already? They frauded Canada. So we hire them. But wait a minute. Don't you, like, somebody comes up for a job, and let's say you're applying for a job for, well, let's say to work in a bank around money. Oh, let's say you were arrested 4 times for bank robbery. Huh. Okay, you're hired. No, we don't need to have a contract, babe. You're hired. Here you go. Here's the vault. Here's the key to the vault. And here's the combination, too. It requires both. Jesus God Almighty. Then they won't shut the website down. So when all these people who have naive enough to put all their personal information in there is now going to be stolen. Don't think for a second that it won't, because it will. Everything else that we have told you thus far was going to happen, has happened. So if you think that all of your personal information, your bank account information, your account numbers, your social security numbers, you think that's secure, well, you're wrong. It's not. But it's in there now. You can't do anything about it. And the hackers are now going to take it. So you're going to need to bust up and try to get some of that, what, that life lock or whatever that stuff is. You got to protect yourself in this world anymore. The government isn't going to protect you. It's not their job. But it is our job to protect ourselves from the government, which is why we have a constitution. That is our protection from the United States government, so they can't touch us. And we can't touch them. It's a mutual. It keeps us apart but together. Apart but united, not divided. You can be apart but united. You do not have to be divided to be apart. We are united. But we are us and they are them. Fortunate, it's not supposed to be that way. We are actually supposed to be the government. But the government has gotten so big, these are people that are, it's not supposed to be, on paper, it's not supposed to be this way. But in reality, there are two people. There is government people, and there are everybody else. It should not be that way, but the way it is right now, that's exactly how it is. Well, we need to fix that. We need to fix that. They don't know what it's like to be us, but they're leading us. Obviously, they're not leading us very well, because look at all the problems they have given us. And you people want to continue voting for more of it? Well, if you really want to vote for more of it, you get out there in Virginia and you vote for old Mr. Terry McAuliffe. But if you're sick and tired of it, you vote for that Ken Cuccinelli. He's the first one who went out and opposed this Obamacare. The Attorney General. He's got more experience. He knows Virginia better than Mr. McAuliffe. Mr. McAuliffe, he worked for the Clintons, for God's sakes. Well, advisor, and then he was, for a while, he ran the DNC. I mean, this guy's a joke. He's a con artist. That's all he is. This guy is nothing but a con artist. And you want him as your governor? Well, you people need to think not only about yourself, you need to think about the rest of the people, rest of the country. You may think you can afford this guy, but the rest of the country does not think so. Colorado now, counties who decide on secession. Ooh, this is heating up. It's not, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. But it is kind of sending a message anyway. They're trying to, there's gun laws, there's basically, well, I know the marijuana law is in there too, but it's basically you've got a conservative and liberal part of the state. So the northern part seems to be much more conservative, and that's pretty much really, if you want to get what they're really trying to secede over, I mean, they're out there telling you, yeah, it is over gun laws, it's over this, but I think it's much deeper than that. I think there is that divide in this country. There is that mindset. There's two mindsets in this country. And I think that's what it's really stemming from. There's a lot of people in Colorado that are saying, wait a minute, you know, we are sick of this. This is wacko, man. This is too much, too quick, can't take any more. We're done. Well, I hope they make it. Even if it passes all the state legislatures, it's now got to pass Congress. If we have a Republican Congress, both House and Senate, might be able to get it done. Do we need to? Well, I don't live in Colorado. I got all my roots are from Colorado, but I don't live there. It's a beautiful state. That's got to be up to them. If they feel that they want to split, they have a constitutional right to do so if they follow the procedures. And if Congress finally says, yes, okay, then that's the way it is, 51st states. We need another star. I don't know where we're going to put it. So basically what you have is a lot of people throwing all kinds of arguments up there. Maybe it's a ruse to not talk about other things, but it is getting serious, and it does look like it's going to pass these counties. It does look like it's going to pass. Now, once they get that done, then they go on to, I guess, the state legislature and then on to Congress. So, but this is something that's been going on for quite a while, and I think it's too bad that we have to do that. It really is too bad that we have to do that. But somebody's got to do it. We cannot allow, we have to stand up. We have to say no more. We cannot allow these people to continue to do this. These people in Colorado have had enough. They're tired of having other people tell them how to live their lives. It's not up to them to decide. It's not up to the government to decide. It's not up to my neighbor to decide. Those are my decisions to make, nobody else's. If I decide not to mow my friggin' lawn, then I'm not going to mow it. If I decide to go out of the house with my Bermudas, then I'm going to do it. If I decide to buy a substandard Obamacare health care plan, then I'm going to do it. If I'm going to smoke, I'm going to do it. I don't need your approval. I don't need a decision from you. I can eat butter. I can eat sugar. I can eat salt. I can eat meat. Animals. Yeah, that's right. Animals. Animals taste good. That's my choice to make, not yours. Maybe we should ban tofu. Well, wait a minute, you can't do that. Well, wait a minute. No. We can come up with just an arbitrary excuse as you can. It's not up to you. What my health is not up to you. It does not affect you. And don't give me this, well, it costs more money for you. Well, if that's all it's about is money, well, then you're lying by saying that this is about your health. It's not about your health. It's about the almighty dollar. And that money's not coming out of your pocket. That's a bunch of BS. That's not where that money's coming. That money's not coming out of your pocket. That's not affecting you one bit when somebody's fat. And if you got a fat family and they got nothing but fat kids and even a fat dog, so what? That does not affect you. You don't like to see them because they're fat and they skeeve you out. They're gross. They're hideous. Well, keep your shades closed or move. Maybe they don't like to see you. You may be skinny, but you're god-awful, pitiful, ugly. I mean, you're hideous. Maybe they don't like to see you. Worry about your own life. You don't want to eat sugar? Don't. You don't want to eat salt? Don't. You want to eat tofu? Then eat it. But shut up. Beware of the Fed's flu shot since Michael Savage. Whoa. Oh, don't get a flu shot, warns conservative talk show host Michael Savage, because, well, you just can't trust the government, he says. Did Harry Reid get a flu shot? Did Barack Obama get a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Which of the Mandarins took a flu shot, he says. Oh, my God. Well, you know, I think he might have a point. I don't like taking a lot of those flu shots either. I don't like taking them. I don't like taking anything. So, yeah, they've got thimerosal in stuff, which is some cases are... they think is linked to autism. It may not be thimerosal. It may be something else that's in the thimerosal. It might be the way it's cooked up, the way it's done, the way it's did this. They got this contains formaldehyde, this flu shot. So they're putting formaldehyde in, which is a known carcinogen, which seems weird. You know, formaldehyde is what preserves, you know, dead bodies, but it'll give you cancer. So I wonder if it gives a dead body's cancer. And, of course, the pro-flu shot lobby is telling you, blah, 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 it's negligible qualities, you know, formaldehyde, thimerosal, it's harmless. No, 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 it's harmless. Sure, you can keep your doctor. Don't worry about it. That thimerosal, it's harmless, won't hurt you. Sure, that's fine. You can keep your doctor and your hospital and your health care plan, and none of this stuff will hurt you. Everything they do hurts you. Every time a liberal gets in charge, it not only costs you money, but it costs you stress, it costs you pain, it costs you agony, distress, more money. And yet we want to continue voting? We want to continue voting for this? We really want to put a Terry McAuliffe in Virginia? You really need a Terry McAuliffe as a governor of this country? I don't think. No, no, no. Now we got a story with the arming of the TSA officers. Oh, God. Well, the problem with a lot of the TSA is they have too many people that are undertrained. And not enough of them that, well, there are some that are trained. And they do know their job. This is a, this should be ran, a TSA, more like a military kind of thing. Not, I'm not saying, you know, generals and guns and all that, but, so this is training. This is serious. People are getting on airplanes. So they have to have some kind of law enforcement, some kind of military, some kind of something. They got to know what they're looking for. We can't just get people off the street just to give them a job. And let them look through stuff, and they can't do anything. Well, they can pack down and give full cavity searches to children and old ladies, filling up their crotches and their breasts, buttocks. They can do that. But again, if you have the government involved in it, you're just looking for chaos. It almost needs to have some kind of, well, a hybrid of a civilian outfit and a government outfit, you know, try to get the best of both worlds. But there are police officers, and maybe there should be a lot more police officers or arresting officers. But the problem is these people, these TSA agents, you got to be careful. They can't be intermingling with the public too much because they are carrying a gun. They're busy over here looking up somebody's skirt and patting them up and patting them down and reaching in their bags and pulling all this stuff. Well, while we're there doing that, somebody can just reach around there, grab their gun, and start shooting them. So those people are intermingling with the public. They shouldn't be allowed to have a gun. They're too close to people. But I do believe there should be some more armed officers in the airports. But I'm not so sure that giving this TSA, who has had a host of problems for, well, you can go up and down the list of why they've had these problems. And again, it's always the good ones that get overshadowed by all the bad ones. Well, that starts with leadership. Any way you want to slice it, dice it, roll it up, and smoke it. The leadership of the TSA obviously has, well, fallen to the same kind of standards that the NSA leadership, the IRS leadership, the Justice Department leadership, the State Department leadership, and the Oval Office leadership, from top down to bottom. This is where we are. I'm not convinced that this government can handle a TSA agents, a TSA organization, our TSA organization with firearms. But that's just me. But I'm not saying we don't need any more firearms in the airport. I would, you know, maybe we do. Anyway, I'm sick and tired of talking about all that. I've had it. I am exhausted. I am dying. these allergies are killing me. I'm starving. I've got no food in the house. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I ordered a pizza on Sunday, and I might have to order another one. So, but in any event, I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. I'm going to play one more Virginia commercial here. I cannot stress how important it is in Virginia that Mr. Cuccinelli win this election. Mr. McAuliffe cannot win in Virginia. If you know somebody in Virginia, get on the horn, find out who they voted for, find out if they've gone to the polls, and if they haven't gone to the polls, find out why they haven't gone to the polls, make damn sure they do get to the polls, and they vote for Cuccinelli. The country cannot afford another Democratic governor in this country. We cannot afford another Democratic governor, period. An overload. We can't take any more of it. So in any event, adios, muchachos. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 10.
The great state of Virginia has produced some of America's great heroes. George Washington, Patrick Henry, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Booker T. Washington, even Lewis and Clark. In November, Virginians need to elect a new governor. What? Terry McAuliffe? You mean Terry McAuliffe, the CEO of the near-defunct GreenTech Automotive Company? You mean the same Terry McAuliffe who took federal, state, county, and local money to build his company, then went to China to do it? You mean Terry McAuliffe who took money from Chinese investors so they could receive special visas to the United States? You mean Terry McAuliffe who's being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission for financial fraud? Perhaps Virginia can do a little better than Terry McAuliffe. Hey Terry, jump in your corporate jet and let those Chinese know we need those jobs back here in Virginia. Vote Virginia. Your family and country are counting on you.